And we were genteel. Mm-hmm. And it didn't make any difference what people have in their pocket. It was how they conducted themselves. Mm-hmm. Money was not the gold. It was what you are yourself. Mm-hmm. You are to answer for your own self and nobody else. One time, when Mother would correct us, and if we tattled, I remember running in and tattling to Mama about something one of my sisters did, and she'd listen, and then she'd say, "Are you through?" And we'd say, "Yes," and she said, "Now tell the other side."
Oh.
And we would have to tell the side that brought on the argument in the first place. Mm-hmm. There are two sides to every argument.
Mm-hmm.
And we had to see both sides of the argument. And I remember I was the rebel. And I was the only one out of the family that called Mother Emma.
Oh.
I asked if I could call her Emma, and she would let me, but nobody else could because I asked permission. And I went in and was telling on one of my sisters, and she said, "Now tell the other side of it." And I said, "Now, Emma, just this once, don't you make me tell both sides of it." But when I did, it gave it away. I knew better than to tell both sides because I was the guilty one. But she would make us see there was two sides to everything. And then we could judge ourselves who was right and wrong. And it wasn't all switching. It wasn't all sitting in the steps. If it was too cold to go outside and sit, we had to go up and sit on the steps to give us time to meditate and think. It wasn't all just the whipping we got because she didn't beat us. It was a thinking process and weighing process of what was right and what was wrong. And we had to be our own judge. And we had all the school parties at our house, the class parties. There was no place to have the class parties. And there were so many people that didn't have room, and we had the big house. And as long as people conducted themselves in an orderly manner, we could come to our house. And we would have our class parties there. I had all the class parties but one all the way through school at our house, and we had one over across the street here at one of the boys' houses, and we didn't always have to furnish all the refreshments, but the class parties were held at our house, and Mama would let us take the carpets up and dance and do the things that we wanted to do, but we couldn't go to public dances. We could dance in our own home or our friends' homes, but we didn't go to public dancing where there would be alcohol or whiskey or anything like that. And our boyfriends left at 11 o'clock. They didn't stay 1 minute later, or we didn't have to come in 1 minute earlier. But at 11 o'clock, when that clock struck on the mantel, we were in the house. And if we weren't, we didn't go back. We didn't go another time. And if we didn't, Papa may come looking for us.
Oh.
He never did, but we...
But you always knew that.
He would.
You always knew that.
He'd come looking for us, and that wasn't... You didn't want Papa to come.
You didn't.
You knew he would, so you got home. You didn't.
Yeah, you never waited until he came.
And
but
Papa never.
Looking for you, never had
oh, no. Oh, no. Not any of us. And he never did spank any of the girls except me. I was the only one that he spanked. And he spanked me twice. And I was. A man didn't whip children, didn't whip girls. They didn't discipline girls, they obeyed the parents. And you didn't dare anger your father. You respected him. And he whipped me. Mama went down to Auntie's, and I put on my roller skates and was skating up and down the hall downstairs, which was against rules. And Papa told me not to. And I went to the telephone and called Mama, and he let me call her. And she said, did Papa tell you not to? And I said, yes, ma'am. She said, don't you do it. And he let me hang up, and then he patted on me, and I think he did this twice. Mm-hmm. And everybody was scared to death because Papa was with the military.
And, but I was the only girl he ever spanked. Mm-hmm. But I got more spanking than all of
that. I was the rebel. I really was. It wasn't. I wasn't. I didn't do anything wrong, but I was the one that learned what the four-letter words were and told the other girl.
Oh, you...
Mama didn't know all that I was teaching her. It was quite fun. It was...
That's really funny. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let me... Oh.